My phrase is playing possum, and I haven't found any good applications to use it yet because
What does that mean?
it's like playing dead when you when it would like benefit you. And
Okay,
we
I
were
think we need to come
trying.
up with a bit more of a conceptual definition than like playing dead.
Yeah, okay.
Like it's
Like,
kind
let's
of
say you
like
like didn't want to do something and you came up with
oh
like a fake excuse.
oh right,
I
but it's
guess
the
that would
wrong
be playing
excuse, so
possum.
you're playing possum.
Right.
Okay.
So, but that's more of like you gave the excuse and I say stop playing possum. Or
Yeah.
you as an excuse are like, sorry, I'm playing possum.
No, he's
Yeah.
like thinking to himself, I'm playing possum right
Right.
now.
I'd be like,
But he wouldn't say
no, he
that.
wouldn't tell
no.
you.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I could accuse him.
Use it in
You could.
another sentence.
I'd be like, Abby always flakes. She's probably playing possum.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Thank you. Ooh.
Wait, what was that one you had last semester?
Oh, it's not going to come to me on air, unfortunately.
Was mine last semester?
Again, also not going to happen for me.
Wait, I remember yours.
Oh.
It was the sum being greater than the whole of its parts.
Almost.
Wait, no, wait.
The sum is greater than the parts of its of a, no. Never mind,
Okay,
never
the
mind.
part is summer than the gray of its whole.
What?
That's where I almost got, and I needed to stop myself. Anyways, my favorite object at the moment is gum. Been really into Orbit gum as of late, so yeah.
Period. Emma, do you have any? Wait, I could do mine if you need a
Separate.
second.
Sure.
Okay. My thing is feminist games.
What? Can
Because
you
I'm
elaborate?
taking a feminist gaming class.
Oh, right. Cozy games?
Yeah.
Can
So
you
I'm kind
talk
of
a
into
little bit
cozy
about that?
games. Well, the text on cozy games was kind of about games where it's not so high stakes and you're just kind of like
You're just
interacting with your
chilling.
surroundings, like Animal Crossing, for example.
That's what I like.
Or like
Just like a relaxing game.
Minecraft adventure mode. I'm looking
Adventure
directly
mode? Like, what am I
at
supposed to
I want you
say?
to tell me if I'm right or wrong.
I think it's whatever you feel is
Whatever
right.
feels
Yeah,
cozy to
if it's a
you.
cozy game to
But it's not
you.
Call of Duty. That's not cozy.
No.
No.
But maybe it is to some people. Yeah, well, I like Overcooked a lot. It's kind of
That's
like,
a stressful game,
yeah,
though.
it's stressful though. So I wouldn't say it's cozy, but I do really like it. But I love Animal Crossing, and I think that is cozy.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if that necessarily has to be like Animal Crossing is the feminist one and Overcooked isn't, you know?
No, yeah. There's a lot of like intersections. Like literally, let me tell you everything that this class is about so far. It's about ecology. It's about feminism. It's about nuclear remediation. It's about video games, of course. I feel like there was one more. But isn't that a lot?
And have
I
you
didn't even
seen
know it was
how
about
they're
video
all
games
gonna
at all.
intersect already, or is that like
Like,
by the end of the
honestly,
class?
no, I think it'll be by the end of the class. I'm still, like, a little bit, like, cold feet about the gaming.
You have to beat Stardew Valley. But that wouldn't be cozy if they like made you beat it though.
I don't even know. We have to do something in Stardew Valley. I don't know.
You
Have
have
you
to
ever?
play?
There are like
Yeah.
other like
That's so
objectives.
fun.
We have a group Stardew Valley, like,
Wait, that's
project.
like
On
so
your
cute
computer.
though.
I'm
Yeah,
assuming.
I
They
think
so.
don't give you an Xbox.
I think that they have gaming software available for us somewhere.
No way. You
Yeah.
should get a Switch.
Do you have
They're
your
releasing a
DS
new
up here?
Switch. Shoot, I don't.
Crap. Too bad I don't even have a gaming chair.
Don't even have a desk chair.
Yeah, I don't even like all I have is a kitchen chair.
Well, you can play Stardew Valley on your phone. If there's an app for it, I'm pretty
Oh,
sure.
really?
It's pretty accessible.
Okay, that's pretty feminist. And my phrase is Jesus wept.
Everyone was like anti-wept.
And that's what I say when someone is like, or if I'm complaining about something that's like pretty chill, I say, but you know, Jesus wept. I think. I don't know if that's right, but that's how I'm going to be applying it.
It's your own interpretation.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
My object that is in... books. I think books are in.
Okay. True.
Replacing.
True.
Scrolling with reading.
I think it better not gone. Be replacing games.
Yeah, no, not replacing. Not replacing feminist games.
Okay.
You still need to be playing your feminist games.
Yeah.
But I think reading is in.
The one night TikTok got banned.
The one night reading got banned. I don't know.
Yeah, TikTok gets banned. You're like, randomly, I'm not so into scrolling right now.
I just, like, picked up a book and I'm like, whoa.
There's, like, worlds in here.
Whoa, there's, like, knowledge in this. And then I don't know if it's a phrase. I guess I have, like, a quote that I've been thinking of.
Yeah.
It's, like, life is about learning what is obvious.
Mm. Like, oh, my God, that's literally so true. I feel like I learn the same obvious stuff, like, every month.
It's like being, like, easy on yourself that, like, you have to learn what's obvious.
Yeah. Like, I'm, like, walking outside makes me feel better. I literally have to learn that every month.
Yeah, that's so true, actually. I feel like I love when I, like, have a realization. I'm like, yeah, duh.
Like, hello. I'm pretty sure this is, like, peer-reviewed. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Okay, so I hope everyone wrote down the trends. Because that's what's in right now.
Yeah, nice.
Gum, books, feminist dreaming.
And...
fugs.
Wait, yeah. And fugs. Okay, we're going to go right into the next set. Starting off with Kiss Cam by Turtlenecked. So here's that.
Stuck in the red and the blue and the green and the blue. turns to gray? Will it turn to gray? Up on the kiss cam, no one can touch us. Yeah, we're too high.
Too much now. I think I try too hard to figure it out. holds me tight, then lets me go. He loves me now, he loves me. He holds me tight, then lets me go. Soon as you leave me, we always lose connection. It's getting messy, I feel that your affection.
Okay, that was Love Me Not by Raven Lanae. Just before that was Mirror by Grace Ives. Before that was Muscle by Izzy Wood. And we started off that set with Kiss Cam by Turtlenecked. And I have something really special to say, which is that our show is officially being underwritten. So let me tell you about that. Momo's Market is an energetic corner store located on the corner of North Willard and North Street in Burlington. Momo seeks to bring the best food and drink to the Old North End neighborhood with a selection of grocery staples, locally made food, and tons of beverages. Momo's is open until 10 p.m. 7 days a week. The entire Momo's team lives within walking distance of the shop. Do you?
I do.
Liv does. Now everyone say what they love about Momo's.
I love the Buzz Ball selection.
Yes, you won't find it anywhere else.
I haven't even like bought a Buzz Ball in a long time, besides the eggnog one. And that actually wasn't at Momo's. But other than that, I've
horrible ad.
Anyway, I just love Momo's so much.
Thank you.
Sorry, I got distracted. No, but actually, Momo's is the cutest corner store ever. I'm obsessed with it, and it's really close to my house, and the workers are always really friendly, and they actually do have a really good selection of stuff.
That's true.
All the high-end things. And I'm big on grocery shopping and, like, food stores and stuff, so you can take my word.
That's so true. I actually think that's one of both of our hobbies.
Yeah, it is.
So we're kind of experts in this realm.
We'll be like, oh, what are you going to do today? Like, probably on any given day, there's a 100% chance one of us is going to a store of some sort. Probably City Market or Momo's.
Yeah. Literally.
I mean, one of us works there.
Nick, do you have anything to add? But it doesn't have to be about the topic we've been talking
about.
Well,
it is about Momo, actually. I just wanted to say I'm a huge fan of the breakfast sandwich selection at Momo's.
Really? You've had them?
Mm-hmm.
I always want to get a breakfast sandwich there, and I never remember to.
Yeah. They're really good. I'm a big fan of the burrito.
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Oh, I love a breakfast burrito. Okay, something's happening.
Okay, I'm just wondering why you're holding your computer.
Oh, I'm doing work.
Oh.
I
thought you like had something.
I don't have anything on it here. It's really nice.
Yeah. So that's pretty much that on that.
The energy in here is so weird.
I know. I feel like the energy has been crazy everywhere I've gone today. In our lecture, I was legit tweaking. What?
Why?
I don't know. What were you just going to say?
The winter vortex. No. What is it?
Wait, literally, the polar vortex is trying to suck us up right now. Wait, I have something to say. It's about news. I know it's not news yet, but this is important.
Okay.
Run, don't walk to Brandy Melville on Church
Street.
No! <3.
laughs> I don't want people to go. I haven't gone yet. I want there to still be a selection.
It's so huge. They're definitely.
Wait, did you go?
Be. No.
Oh.
I'm gonna run, don't walk there after work, probably. Just kidding.
After work?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm at after this.
I want to go so bad. I need pants that aren't jeans.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What?
Run, don't walk to TJ Maxx because they have. I actually talked about this as a trend that I liked like 2 months ago. Jeans that have like the studs on them.
Oh yeah.
They have a pair. They're really cute and they're $20. But I didn't get them because I didn't like the wash of them. But oh my gosh.
What?
Oh, do I still sound the same to you?
Mm.
Okay, well, I was just moving my hand on the wire and like now my headphones sound different. Oh no, I can't hear. Okay, anyway, let me keep going. I don't like the wash for like myself, but it's cute.
Okay, so run, don't walk to get that specific pair of studded jeans.
Mm-hmm.
That Liv likes the wash on someone else. Could be you.
Yep.
Okay, I think we might have time for one more set of music. We're going to start off this, of my set, and then, guess what, we have a whole nother hour, and Liv's going to play her set,
woohoo.
And today they're really cohesive, so you're not even going to feel like anything changed. okay, this next set begins with You've Got a Woman by Lion.
Lost. was crying out for help, but no one came.
asked about. If it was love you were after, with a long shadow of doubt. If it's all you got, yeah, it's all you gave, I got a problem with it. If you can't do better than that, babe, I got a problem with it. Justified it in my own way, I lost myself in it. If it's all you got and it's enough, you say, I got a problem with it.
So you just heard Problem With It by Plains and Waxahachie, who I've really been liking lately. She has a very nice voice. Just before that was Paranoia by the Marias and Echo by the Marias, both off the same album, Submarine. And we start off the set with You've Got a Woman by Lion. And the time is almost 5, so we're going to jump right ahead and do the news and the weather. Over to